Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Navigating coordinating conjunctions. Defining terms, the glue that binds our sentences. As an English teacher, I've come to appreciate the power of language and the intricate web of rules, structures, and nuances that govern it. One such linguistic gem that often goes unnoticed, yet plays a crucial role in our spoken and written expression, is the coordinating conjunction. These unassuming little words may seem insignificant, but they are the glue that holds our independent clauses together, transforming them into cohesive, well-crafted sentences. Let's dive in and explore the world of coordinating conjunctions, shall we? Prepare to have your eyes open to the magic these tiny connectors can weave. And the versatile tie that binds ah, the humble, and the most commonly used coordinating conjunction in the English language. But don't let its ubiquity fool you. This little word is a linguistic chameleon, capable of seamlessly linking a variety of ideas and concepts. It's the ultimate multitasker, capable of connecting nouns, verbs, adjectives, and entire clauses with equal finesse. Imagine a world without, and our sentences would be disjointed, our thoughts fragmented. It's the glue that allows us to build intricate, well-rounded narratives, effortlessly stitching together the threads of our ideas. From the simple "I ate bread and cheese" to the more complex "I woke up, got dressed, and headed to work," the "and" is the unsung hero, quietly orchestrating the symphony of our language. But the surprising counterpoint, just when you thought coordinating conjunctions were all about connection and harmony, enter "but." This little word is the "een" to "ants" "yang," introducing a note of contrast, a twist in the narrative. "But" is the unexpected plot twist, the curveball that catches us off guard and forces us to reevaluate our assumptions. "I love chocolate, but I'm trying to cut back on sweets." The "but" here introduces a surprising shift, a counterpoint to the initial statement. It's the linguistic equivalent of a record scratch, commanding our attention and guiding us to a new perspective. Mastering the art of using "but" effectively is key to crafting compelling, nuanced prose. It's the difference between a bland, one-dimensional narrative and one that simmers with depth and complexity. So, the next time you find yourself reaching for a coordinating conjunction, consider the power of "but" to inject a little drama and intrigue into your writing. Or, the conjunctive crossroads "if and" is the glue and "but" is the surprise twist, then "or" is the conjunctive crossroads, presenting us with a choice, a decision to make. This coordinating conjunction introduces an element of uncertainty, a fork in the road where we must decide which path to take. Will you have the chicken or the fish for dinner? The "or" here presents us with two distinct options, forcing us to weigh the alternatives and make a selection. It's the linguistic equivalent of a choose-your-own-adventure story, where the outcome hinges on the decision we make. But, or can also be used to present more complex, nuanced choices. I could study for the exam, or I could go out with friends. Here, the or isn't just about picking one option or the other. It's about prioritizing, weighing the consequences, and ultimately making a strategic choice. Mastering the art of or is crucial for crafting persuasive arguments, negotiating difficult decisions, and guiding your readers through the twists and turns of your narrative. So, the next time you find yourself at a conjunctive crossroads, remember the power of or to shape the course of your story. Nor, the conjunctive negation just when you thought you had a handle on the coordinating conjunctions, enter nor, the conjunctive negation. This little word is the linguistic equivalent of a double negative, effectively canceling out the options presented. I didn't want the chicken, nor did I want the fish. The nor here reinforces the negation, leaving the reader with the understanding that neither option was desirable. It's a powerful tool for closing off alternatives, for painting a clear picture of what is not possible. But nor can also be used to create a more nuanced, layered negation. I didn't want the chicken, nor did I want the salad. Here, the nor doesn't just negate the first option, but also the second, creating a stronger, more definitive statement. Mastering the art of nor is crucial for crafting precise, unambiguous language. It's the linguistic equivalent of a slam dunk, leaving no room for doubt or interpretation. So, the next time you find yourself needing to shut down options and make a clear, definitive statement, remember the power of nor to get the job done. Yet, the conjunctive contradiction just when you thought you had a handle on the coordinating conjunctions, enter yet, the conjunctive contradiction. This little word is the linguistic equivalent of a paradox, introducing an element of surprise and defying our expectations. I love chocolate, yet I'm trying to cut back on sweets. The yet here creates a surprising juxtaposition, a contradiction that challenges our assumptions. It's the linguistic equivalent of a plot twist, a gotcha moment that keeps our readers on their toes. But yet can also be used to create a more nuanced, contemplative tone. I've worked hard all week, yet I still feel unsatisfied. Here, the yet introduces a note of unresolved tension, a sense of lingering dissatisfaction that keeps the reader engaged and invested in the narrative. Mastering the art of yet is crucial for crafting complex, multi-layered prose. It's the linguistic equivalent of a tightrope walk, balancing opposing ideas and creating a sense of tension and intrigue. So, the next time you find yourself needing to introduce a surprising twist or a contemplative counterpoint, remember the power of yet to elevate your writing to new heights. Conclusion: harnessing the power of coordinating conjunctions. As an English teacher, I've seen firsthand the transformative power of coordinating conjunctions. These seemingly simple words are the linguistic glue that holds our sentences together, weaving a tapestry of ideas, emotions, and perspectives. By mastering the art of using and, but, or, nor, and yet, we can elevate our writing, creating narratives that are rich, nuanced, and captivating. These coordinating conjunctions are the linguistic tools that allow us to build bridges between our independent clauses, transforming them into cohesive, well-crafted sentences that resonate with our readers. So, the next time you find yourself staring at a blank page, wondering how to craft the perfect sentence, remember the power of these conjunctive marvels. Sprinkle them liberally, and watch as your words come alive, dancing across the page in a mesmerizing display of linguistic artistry. Understanding prepositions. What are prepositions? In the English language, prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Prepositions usually come before a noun or pronoun and indicate direction, time, location, or spatial relationships. Some common prepositions include in, on, at, under, above, and between. For example, the book is on the table. She will meet you at the park. The cat is hiding under the bed. Understanding prepositions is essential for constructing clear and meaningful sentences. Types of prepositions. There are three main types of prepositions. Prepositions of time. These prepositions indicate when something happens. Examples include before, after, during, and since. Prepositions of place. These prepositions describe where something is located. Examples include in, on, at, beside, and between. Prepositions of movement. These prepositions show the direction of movement. Examples include to, from, through, and across. By understanding the different types of prepositions, you can effectively convey information and paint a clearer picture in your writing. Using prepositions in sentences. Prepositions are crucial for providing context and clarity in sentences. They help specify the relationship between different elements in a sentence. Let's look at some examples. Prepositions of time. We have class after lunch. The party starts at 7 o'clock. I will see you before the movie. Prepositions of place. The dog is under the table. The school is near the park. She lives in the yellow house. Prepositions of movement. The bird flew across the sky. She walked towards the beach. They ran into the forest. By using prepositions correctly, you can create more descriptive and accurate sentences. Common mistakes with prepositions. It's common for students to make errors when using prepositions. Here are some common mistakes to avoid. Confusing in and on. Use in for enclosed spaces and on for surfaces. For example, in the box and on the table. Misusing at in and on for place. Use at for specific locations, in for enclosed spaces, and on for surfaces. For example, at the park, in the room, and on the wall. Using prepositions incorrectly in phrasal verbs. Phrasal verbs are idiomatic expressions consisting of a verb and a preposition or adverb. For example, look forward to, give up, and put up with. Being aware of these common mistakes can help you improve your preposition usage in writing and communication. Practice makes perfect. To master the use of prepositions, practice is key. Try the following exercises to enhance your understanding. Fill in the blank. Complete sentences with the appropriate prepositions. She is sitting underscore the chair. The keys are underscore the table. They will arrive at 6 p.m. Sentence correction. Identify and correct preposition errors in sentences. He is good in playing the piano. They walk towards to the store. I am looking forward for the weekend. By practicing regularly and paying attention to prepositions in your everyday language, you'll become more proficient in using them accurately. Summary. Prepositions play a vital role in structuring sentences and providing context in writing. By understanding the different types of prepositions, practicing their usage, and avoiding common mistakes, you can enhance the clarity and effectiveness of your communication. Keep practicing and paying attention to prepositions in your language to improve your writing skills.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.